St. Stephen's Indian Mission was founded in 1884 on the Wind River Reservation. Still operates today as a Catholic church, and thousands of people are buried in the cemetery there. Many graves at St. Stephen's are marked with elaborately painted works of art rather than a headstone. But some older graves are not marked at all. This summer, the Northern Arapaho Tribe's Historic Preservation Office has taken on an ambitious project, creating a record of everyone who's buried on the reservation. As Wyoming Public Radio's Savannah Marr reports, they're starting with the cemetery at St. Stephen's.
If you've driven past this cemetery along 17 Mile Road this summer, you might have noticed a couple of young men walking around in the hot sun carrying notebooks. Jordan Dresser and Nico Holt started mapping this cemetery in early June. At first, they thought it might take 2 weeks.
Oh yeah, 10 skin tones ago, and when we were both young men with clean-shaven faces.
The process has proved a little more tedious than they hoped. Here's how it works. The team has divided St. Stephen's Cemetery into 5 sections. When they approach a new grave, they assign it a number within that section. Then Holt uses a handheld GPS device to find the grave's exact coordinates.
All right, you ready? 2714.
Today, Nick Quiver Whiteplume and Corwin Howell are logging that information into a physical chart, along with the person's name, birth, and death date. Then Dresser takes a photo of the grave. What all of this adds up to is a database that tells you the exact location of every grave in the cemetery, who's buried there, and how to find them. Dresser says this is useful for a couple of reasons. For one, the graves in St. Stephen's aren't organized in a grid.
There's really no rhyme and reason to the cemetery. You have a grave this way, that way, you know? And it's just really how people were buried.
And while some of the newer graves are marked with marble headstones, most have wooden crosses.
Wood deteriorates, you know? If you look at some of them, they're not that old. Like, some of them probably were from the 80s, but already they deteriorate. There's a brand new one over there, and the cross is already gone.
Because of that, many graves at St. Stephen's are not clearly marked.
See, and look at this one right here. Like, it's wood, it's painted, but you could just see it chipping already. You could barely make out the name. So that's one. There's another unknown right here.
Bridger Lawson is familiar with these challenges. When he got the job as groundskeeper at St. Stephen's Mission, he inherited a bin full of old burial records.
Take it out of here.
He unfurls a laminated map of the cemetery, drawn in neat freehand. Each grave is marked carefully with a number, but the names that correspond with those numbers are a mystery.
The guys that were here before me told me there was a key for this that matched it up, but I've never found it. But they said it's here somewhere, I don't know.
Like a lot of Northern Arapaho people, Lawson has family buried at St. Stephen's.
My great-grandpas, my grandma, grandpa, my aunts, uncles.
He says that an updated map and database will be useful to people who have trouble locating their relatives.
A lot of families that are out of town, like mine, that come in and they want to go see somebody they haven't seen for a long time over at the cemetery, it'll be easier to use the map to go find them. Because it's really easy to lose track. You know, we do have a lot of funerals, so it fills up pretty quick.
But the project has also been useful in identifying some of those unmarked graves in St. Stephen's. Back at the cemetery, Dresser points out a grave that isn't marked, but has a painted vase full of flowers placed on top of it. He says that's a sign that somebody in the community knows who's buried there.
We've been very public about this project because we want people who do know who these people are to come forward and say, this is so-and-so. Because the idea is, down the road, we would love to find grants where we could get them proper markers.
Sometimes, Dresser and his team come across a grave that stirs up emotions for them. A grave that belongs to a loved one or to an ancestor who was repatriated. They suspect that some of the unmarked graves belong to children who died when the mission was a boarding school. But they've also learned about their tribe and their families by spending time at St. Stephen's. That's one of the reasons why Dresser says this place is worth preserving.
These graves all tell a story in a sense, and it tells a story about tribal people. It breaks your heart when you do see these unknowns. It breaks your heart when you see these graves that are unattended. But then it fills your heart when you see the graves like that one right there with the flowers on it. And in a way, we're trying to do that for all of them. And we're trying to show them that respect and that love that they have here.
While most of the community feedback has been positive, Dresser says a few people would rather the project didn't move forward. They see it as an unnecessary disturbance of a sacred place. Still, the Historic Preservation Office has plans to map every cemetery and identify every grave on Wind River. They have at least 15 to go, and the team's next stop is the Chief Black Coal Cemetery in Arapahoe. For Wyoming Public Radio, I'm Savannah Marr on the Wind River Reservation.